Right, one of the mitzvahs we have this coming Friday is Shalach Mano. It says the mitzvah is in the Megillah. It says a Mishloach Manot Ish L'Reyehu. A person should send at least one gift containing two portions of food to his friend. So the poskim bring down two basic reasons for this mitzvah, and depending on the analysis, it leads to a difference in halacha. One idea is from the Trumas Hadeshan. The Trumas Hadeshan lived in the 15th century. He says that the purpose of Shalach Manos is that everybody should have food to celebrate Purim. So they made the mitzvah, so everybody gets a portion of food, and they did it even if a person's wealthy, has lots of food. They didn't want to be mechalek, they didn't want to distinguish between poor and wealthy to embarrass people. So everybody has a mitzvah, so it's result-oriented. There's a different reason that's brought down by the Manos Halevi. The Manos Halevi is by Rav Shlomo Alkibitz, the author of Lecha Dodi. He says the purpose of Shalach Manos is to show ava va'acha reyus, to show friendship, one Jew for another Jew. We know that Haman said, Yeshno amechad mefuzar muforad bein hamim. Haman said to Achashverosh, there's a people, they're fragmented, they're broken up, they're all dissension amongst them. So we want to show that everybody's mechubar, everybody's tied together. So there are many, many different nafkaminas, but two common nafkaminas are, let's say, I send Shalach Manos to Reuven, send Shalach Manos to Shimon. And Shimon says, thank you so much, let's call it a day though, I have enough food. So you keep the Shalach Manos. So has Reuven fulfilled the mitzvah or not fulfilled the mitzvah? So according to the first tzad that is result-oriented, Reuven didn't give any food to Shimon. So he didn't do the mitzvah. But if I say it's to Reyes, to show friendship, so Reuven demonstrated his friendship and Shimon said, thank you so much. So he fulfilled the mitzvah. So that's one chiluk. Another chiluk is, let's say I leave Shalach Manos at my friend's house and I don't leave my name on it. It's just at his door and he gets the Shalach Manos. So according to the Trumas Hadeshan, I fulfilled the mitzvah because a mitzvah was done, food was given to him, he was received. But according to the Manos Halevi, I need to show this Ava, this Chibur, one Jew for another Jew. I don't know who gave me this gift. It was just at my doorstep, so I don't fulfill the mitzvah that way. All right, now another idea that the post can bring down, let's say I invite people to my house for a Suda. According to the Bach, I fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos by inviting people to a Suda. I invited my house, and now I fulfill the mitzvah. And then, in addition to which, that's the Lecha Mishnah says that way. Lecha Mishnah says that way. But the Bach says that if I give Shalach Manos, that the recipient also fulfills the mitzvah. In other words, the recipient having agreed to accept a Shalach Manos, he also fulfills the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. In other words, one person is the donor, one is the donee. So the donor fulfills the mitzvah by giving it. The recipient, just by agreeing to accept it, has fulfilled the mitzvah. That's according to the Bach. So if you're mitzarif those two ideas, so it comes out, if I would have a Sudas Purim, I invite people to my Sudas Purim, so I fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, and they fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos by coming to my Suda. And I confirmed it with Rav Simon before I came over here today. All right, one other last point, and then that'll be it. There's a Sfas Emes, it's brought down the Mikrai Kodesh. Let's say I want to give Shalach Manos to a Rav, or you know somebody who's greater in learning than me. What's the proper protocol? Should I, the lesser person, give it to him first, or he should give it to me first? So there's an Indian, Mishloach Manot Ish L'Reyehu, means we're on the same level. Ish L'Reyehu, one person to his friend. So if I'm going to give the Shalach Manos to my Rebbe, that's like saying, you're like my peer, you're the same as me. So they say that really the Rav should give more at first the Shalach Manos to the Talmud. So then the Rav is saying, I'm machzik you as a peer or whatever. So Mela, now we're like sort of chaverim. And this Rem is in the Megillah. It says, U'mishloach manot ish l'reyehu. Ish is the greater person, sends to Reyehu. So it's just a ha'ara. All right, so now the last thing is that the post can bring down that this year a lot of people are leery of giving Shalach Manos because of COVID. So one idea is if you're cutting back on Shalach Manos, you should at least do one package of Shalach Manos. But if you're cutting back, it's appropriate to increase Matanos Levyonim. In other words, if you're not going to give so much Shalach Manos, you can give more Matanos Levyonim charity to help people celebrate Purim. All right, that's it.